I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, the birds, the bees, and STDs. Our moms in your corner discuss how to talk about sexually transmitted diseases with your children. But first, what some schools are doing on the topic. In Washington, D.C., a pilot program last year found that 13% of public school students tested positive for STDs. The rate so alarmed health activists and school officials that the program's been expanded to the entire system. This year, every D.C. public high school will offer free STD testing and, if needed, treatment. Joining us now is Deanna Bruce, the Director of Health and Wellness for D.C. Public Schools, and Walter Smith. He's Executive Director of the Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. And we want to warn listeners that some of this conversation may contain language that is inappropriate for children. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deanna, let me start with you. Briefly, what does the district's STD program do and how is it different from the past?
Well, we haven't in recent history had an STD screening program in the schools per se. So last year we reached out to our schools and identified six to do a pilot program to screen students for chlamydia and gonorrhea. It's free and voluntary, and we work both with the administrators and the parents to bring the program into the school.
So the screening is voluntary, but does everyone need to sit through the education part of it?
Also voluntary.
And how does the testing happen?
What happens first is a presentation by staff members from the Department of Health about basic information about STDs, how they're contracted, you know, a virus versus bacteria, why they're there, screening for chlamydia and gonorrhea, how infection with STDs like that can leave you more at risk for contracting HIV from an infected partner, and then identifying resources in a community for young people where they can go afterwards for additional screening or health services. And then the students fill out a little form where they can set up their own little PIN, and then they're escorted into the restrooms. And that's
they're given a...
First, they receive, as they walk into the bathroom, a paper bag with a cup inside of it. And they put the piece of paper where they've put their name and their PIN code on it into the bag. And inside the bathroom stall is when they make the decision whether or not to test. And then they leave the stall with the paper bag and the cup inside, drop it into a biohazard.
And everyone gives the cup back. This is to protect privacy,
everybody does.
Right?
Right, right. We want to protect the confidentiality of the students and also make sure that everybody is able to freely decide whether to screen or not to screen.
Half of the cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea in Washington, D.C., I understand, are adolescents. Walter, do we have any idea why this is happening here?
We do know, first of all, that Washington, D.C. has the highest HIV rate in the nation. We have very high STD rates. We have very active youth and adolescents in the city. So most
sexually active,
and a lot of them engaging in high risk behavior, as is suggested by the high rate of STD that Deanna was just talking about.
So, now, in your recent report, you basically gave the public education in the district a C+, a very low grade on this issue. I mean, is this program going to raise that grade? What else do you think should happen?
Well, we believe that you need to have not only a age appropriate curriculum in the schools, but you need to have some kind of program that systematically measures how effective the program is. And that's not yet happening. They're working on it. We hope that the grade we've given will encourage them to go further. We're also very concerned that the charter schools in Washington, D.C., which make up a significant percentage of education in the city, are not yet part of a systematic program to teach young people about HIV. And those are two of the things we focused on our report card. With regard to this program, the STD program, we applauded that. We think this is a terrific step forward.
Deanna, there have been programs similar to this in different cities across the country, not always well received. One of the complaints from parents is that the children don't need their consent to be tested, and in some cases don't have to tell their parents the results. What do you say to that?
Well, I've gone in the six high schools where we screened students last year. We scheduled meetings with parents in all of those six schools, and I went to all of them and met with parents. I'm a parent myself. My kids are 6 and 8, so not quite there, but one day will be. And so I think a way to sort of have success with the program is to make sure that parents are very much involved, that they understand why you're there, and that you give them all of the information. It does require a conversation with parents, though, when we go into the schools. And the number one message that I try to convey is that this is an opportunity to, if you aren't doing it already on a regular basis, to start talking to your kids about their sexual health. You know, you can go home right now and say, I was just at a meeting at school. I learned they're going to come and do an STI screening program. You know, do you know what that means? And let's sit down and have a conversation. I'd like to share with you my values. I'd like to share with you some information, and I'd like to tell you how you can protect yourself and how I would like you to protect yourself.
I noticed that in some of these programs, only half, or in DC it might have been higher in the pilot program, maybe two-thirds of students do opt to be tested. I mean, is that a problematic thing?
I think it's about 70%. You know, sure, we'd love to see everyone, but it's a voluntary program, and so we're not interested in, you know, forcing anyone to participate.
Walter, if you want to get a sense, though, as you said earlier, of really to gauge how the programs are working, is it problematic that not everyone does take the test?
It is problematic, but I certainly agree this should not be a mandatory program. One recent development related to this is that the mayor of the District of Columbia, to his great credit, has recently embarked on a social marketing campaign to encourage all residents in the district to get tested for HIV. And the more we make testing for HIV and for STD an acceptable, routine thing that people need to do to protect themselves and their family and their friends and the loved ones, the better off we're going to be.
Walter Smith is the executive director of the Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. Deanna Bruce is director of health and wellness for D.C. Public Schools, and they both joined us here in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much.
Thank you.